Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled The Cost of Sacrifice. Today, I wrap up this snack series talking about the cost of sacrifice. This snack series is meant to encourage you, but also challenge you. And with all my snacks, the ultimate goal is pointing you to a loving God. So the passage that I want to focus on today is coming from Luke 9:23. It says, "Then he said to the crowd, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me.'" For those of you who like three-step plans or five keys to, you know, you fill in the blank, you are in luck, because Jesus tells us, he gives us a three-step plan to being a disciple. Number one, turn from your selfish ways, our own selfish motives, our selfish actions, our selfish thinking. We talked about this in the last snack. In order to be a disciple, we have to put God's will above our own. We have to shift our priorities. Step two, take up your cross daily. Now, what does that mean? We aren't literally carrying a cross, but what does the cross represent? For Jesus, the cross meant sacrifice. The cross meant death. Is Jesus asking us to die? In a sense, yes, he is. We must crucify our sinful passions and desires each and every day. Taking up our cross is an act of sacrifice. We are dying to ourselves so that Jesus can live in us. You see, we may want to follow Jesus, and we may be willing to turn from our selfish ways, but our sinful nature is not trying to die. It complains and screams. Our sinful nature is comfortable being stagnant or not even growing. It wants to be satisfied, and most of all, it wants control. The easy thing to do is to give into it. But thank God for Jesus and the gift of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will give us the strength to carry our cross, to say no to our sinful nature. The Holy Spirit will help us sacrifice for Jesus. And step three, follow me. Of the three steps, it seems like this could be the easiest step. But what does following Jesus look like? First, we ought to follow his actions. Throughout the Gospels, you see how Jesus lived his life, how he loved people, how he interacted with people, forgave them, had compassion on them. We must aim to do what Jesus did. Do you remember when it was popular to say, "What would Jesus do?" That should be one of our primary thoughts in every situation. And number two, we need to follow his guidance. Jesus didn't just do a lot of great things. He also gave instruction. He taught the disciples often, meaning he's teaching us. To follow Jesus, we have to listen to what he says. Deem what he says is truth as truth and vice versa. What he says is wrong as wrong. Meaning, we have to spend time reading and learning. Sometimes when you follow Jesus, it may mean that you are the only one. But that's a part of the cost. As believers, we have to count the cost of what it means or what it will take to be a disciple of Jesus. That's why Jesus said to count the cost. People don't build houses without figuring out how much it's going to cost, because they would quit midway. And Jesus doesn't want us to quit on him when it gets hard because we didn't count the cost. You see, I believe there's a difference between being a believer and being a disciple. I believe you can be a believer of Christ and not a disciple, but you can't be a disciple of Christ and not be a believer. I believe there's another level of sacrifice required to be a disciple, but at the same time, there's another level of reward. Jesus is very serious about us counting the cost of discipleship. He wants us to see him as worth the cost. He wants us to see him as valuable, as worth the sacrifice. If you haven't already, it's time for you to make that step to graduate from just a believer to a disciple of Christ. God to shift your priorities so you can see His will as more important than your own.